We on Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis Tana Rabbono Kilua Kemin Kaliya V'Doyme L'Shalsheles Zehu Hodos. That is the Simin of a Hodos. They're intertwined and one goes over the other, so that's a Shalsheles. Zehu Hodos. Rabbi Loza Ben Yaakov Oymer Anaf Eitz Oveis Eich shetam eitzoi upiryoi shovem. Havi oimer zehodos. Now the shaila is, where do we see from anaf, where do we see piryoi over here? Anaf eitz oveis, eich shetam eitzoi upiryoi shovem. The Rishash wants to say that the oisiyois pei and beis are nischalev. And so it's like onov eitz. That the on of the berries, anov of merubus me'alov, so the we see the hodos has anovim. So on of eitz, the on of is as choshev as the eitz, and here it's legreyusa, that it's not really, the inside the on of is not too edible, inside the eitz is not too edible. And perhaps that's why it's written, aksiv on onov, that the grapes, the anovim, aren't better than the leaves. Both of them aren't too edible. That's how the Rishash wants to say pshat in this Gemara. It's interesting, the Rabbeinu Hananel brings down the Girsa, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer Eitz Oveis, Eitz Shetam Eitzoi Upiryoi Shoveh. So we see from the Rabbeinu Hananel that it's not from, the drosh is not from the word onof. The drosh starts from eitz oveis. It would seem that the Rabbeinu Hananel learns, the Ochanan wants to say a different pshat in our Gemara, that oveis is going on the peiri shegdelim of be'ilon. That there's a lot of, the lot of these peiris, there's a cluster of these peiris on each branch. Because we see over here, anova of merube me'alov. So it seems that is unique. That there's more anovim than alim. So the ov is going on the peiris, and the ov is like the eight. There's a cluster, there's a thickness of peiris, and they're just like the eight. Just like the eight is not too much edible, so the ov is also not too much edible. Tana, eight ov is kosher. V'she'enei oveis posel. Heichi domi oveis. Omar av Yehude v'hu dekaime tloso tloso tarfi bikine. That you have three leaves bikine. Now what does that mean? So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says tloso tloso bechad kine. Shloisha alim bikan echot. And what does kan echot mean? Yoitzin mitoich oikets echot. That all three are coming out from one root, which is a very not shchiyachtike hodos to find. It's very difficult to find all of them coming out from one shoyish. Let's go a little further. Rav Kahana Omar afilu trei v'chad. That afilu, you have two coming out from one shoyish and one is on the bottom. It goes out, starts from underneath, and goes over it. That's also considered ovis. Rabab Ache bereid rove mahader atrei v'chad hoil v'nofik mipumei derav Kahane. That means even though Rav Kahane himself held that it's a more mahudidika ovis, if it's all three come out from one oikitz, Rav Kahane is saying, afilu trei v'chad, this is also good, but the other one is a vadigiv is good. Afal pikein, Rav Ache bereid derove held that it is preferable to take not such a good hodos, lahiris haloche l'rabim, shaloche kemoisoi. Fakert, this is the hiddur. The hiddur of the mitzvah is to be melamed that halachically one could be yaitza afilu with trei v'chad, that was his hiddur. Omar lei marba ameimel ravashi abel ahu hodo shoyte korilei. that a Meimer disagreed with Rav Kahane. He held that this is called a Hodosh Shoite. A Hodosh Shoite, so the Ritva says it doesn't, it's not Hoilach Keseida Ucheshure. That's an inyan of a shayte. Things work without a seder. So this is a hodos shayte, and it's a posel of hodos. Trei vechad shnei olin ba'oiketz echod ba'ola echod melamato ba'oilo ve'roichev ala shnayim. Mahadara trei vechad afogav detlosa bechad kine koshkein de kosher hoil v'nofik mipu mei derav kahane. And Ravashi and the Mar Barameimer told him Abe Lahud the Trei Vechad of the Shoite called this Ahoda Shoite. Let us see Taisvis Tlosa Tarfi Bechad Kina Shloisha Alin Bekan Echot V'yoytzin Mitoich Oiketz Echot K'de Perish Bekontris. Chaim Perish, Trei Vechad, Shnei Alin, Ba'oiketz Echad, Ba'ole Echad, Milamata, Ba'ole Ba'oichev, Ala Shnayim. V'chumre G'day Lohu, so this is a Meiridike Chumre, that all of them have to come out from one Oiketz. The Einoi Motzui. V'shemo, so Taisu says, maybe we don't have to learn like Rashi. Bechad kine mikri kshehem smuchim udvukim zeboze. That means they're on the same line. They all start from the same line, but they're not coming out from one oikets. Not coming out from the same oikets. That's very difficult to find. Avo pisho kol echot beuktsoi. Umihu, this is not like the Maram, but this is like the Tesis Arosh. Taisa seems to be chayza. There's a Gemara that says Tlosa bekine chad have yosvi kedo oma beperik hakaynis. There the Gemara brings three trees bekine chad have yosvi. So there it's shloisha dekolim b'shoyresh echot. There the pshat in the Gemara is that there are three dekolim which they all came out from one shoyresh. Uchemoy kein shloisha oli meukitz echot. So Memela, the same thing should be, if their kina means one shayresh, so here also it should mean one shayresh, and that's how the Kapis Tamom also wants to say Pshat and Taisvis, that Lamaisa Taisvis wants to say that Rashi is right, even though it's a big chumra, but there's a raya from a Gemara to Rashi. The Rosh wants to be matre the raya, the Rosh wants to say, Laloche, even though it was one shayrish, that means underneath the ground there was one shayrish. But on ground level, they were all in one line, but there were spaces in between. So it could be that's also called kina echad. There's a agavuche, there's a choshive kule that the Chedushim Biurim brings down from the Chazaynish, that he heard from the Chazaynish. That Lalocha we paskin, not like Rashi, Lalocha we paskin as long as the three uktim start on the same line, so that is called Mishulish, that is called a Ovois. So the Chazanish said Akula, that if the ukits, each ukits of each leaf has a certain length, let us say, for practical purposes, that the length of each ukits is, let us say, a tenth of an inch. That's the each ukits has a tenth of an inch. So the Chazanish says, if one ukits starts below the level of the other ukits, but one can draw a straight line through all three uktsin, so that means even though, looking at it, this ukit starts before, but we have that the three uktsin in one level, that also has a loche of ovois, of mishulish, and that's sufficient, which is a meir de kekule, and makes life much easier. If I'm not mistaken, I heard from Magoin Rameir Bergman Shlita, he said, Rav Shach is machmer, that it should be mamish, all growing and all starting to grow on the same line. Not like the Chazon Ish, and he said it's very, very difficult to find hadassim for him. So the Gemara Vaita, Tana Rabbanon, Nashru Roiv Alov. If Roiv of the leaves fell off, V'nishtayru boy miyot kosher, and there's a miyot leaves left over, so it is kosher. U'bilvad shetehei avoysoi kayemes. But we have to make sure, even though Roiv of the leaves fell off, it should still be avoys, it should still be mishulish. Fek de gemore hagufe kashe. This is double talk. Amrit nashru roiv alav kosher. So l'chayre there are three alim to a kan. So if two of roiv alav fell off, so that means two fell off. V'hodor toni, v'vat shetei avoysi kayemis, kimi de notri lo trei. So if two fell off, avoys heichi mashkachas lo. Omar Abaye mashkachas lo ba'aso mitzro. The kaimo shiva shiva b'chad kine. There was a hodos, with had a miyuchadik a name, a hodos mitzro, that each kam, there came out seven leaves. B'chad kine. So there you could have such a chetimtze, the chinatri abo, that even though four leaves fell off on each kan, so you have to be left over. So you have avusay kayemes, and you have noshru roiv alav. Zogt Rashi, roiv alav trei mikol avos asa mitzro godel al hameitza. Mitzro zaloshin meitza by the boundary, so sode mitoich sheyesh lo imoka im ponui umishabeyach umatzliach. Lishnachine asa mitzro hodos mitzri, that it comes from Mitzrayim. Omar Abaye, shma mino. So from this paraisa we can derive, hai asa mitzro kosher lohishane. That an asa mitzro is kosher. Frek de gemore pshite. The Gemara Mar de Taima Oil Ve Islo Shem Levi, since it's not called Stam Hodos, it has a name, this mean has a specific name of Hadas Mitzro, Loi Miskasha, so it shouldn't be kosher, Kamash Malon, that it is kosher. Ve Eima Ochinami, so the Gemara asks, Take, that's a good Ha'ore Take, maybe Take it shouldn't be kosher. So the Gemara says, Eitz Oveis Omar Achmone Mikol Mokin. And it's obvious, is marbe, anything that is obvious, and that's not totally in the shame, hodos. Zogt Rashi, shloisha badai al, and this goes Gemara further. Ve'ema hochinami, zogt Tosfos, teima mai salke daitach lemifsalei. We have here a shakla v'talya, that Abaye said it's kosher, even though it has a shem levai, and the Gemara is like a good horach, it's like a bipossel. Mishim, ma'isal kadaitach lemifsle, mishim shem levai, midi hodos ksiv bekro. Doesn't say the word hodos bekro. Afilu hirdef machsherino. The Gemara before wanted to be machsher something that the shem etzem is hirdef. Ilav mishum dachsiv docher dachinoye. So weiss tochois that there's no mean. That there's no specific mean. It has to be eitz aveis. So whatever is the characteristics of anaf eitz aveis, anaf of chayfin es eitzoi, and so that's an eitz aveis. So how would I ever have a meaning that a shem levai should poisel, since the Torah just tells us a general simen of the mean, and that's sufficient. So Taisvus blibes with a tamer. The Beis Meir in Simen Tar Memhei wants to say as follows. That Emerson, he finds a machloikis, the Tur and the Ramban. When the Tur speaks about the Dalad Minim, so the Tur brings droshes. How do we know that, 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 he brings the Droshes Chazal, Anaf Eitzovis, and all the Dalet Minim, he brings Droshes. The Rambam, when he first he brings down what the Dalet Minim are, and the Rambam is Messiahim Shekolze Mipi Ashmue Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, what is the Rambam saying? He says, the Rambam is saying that by Emerson there's a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu, which are the Dalet Minim. You have a Messiah, you take an Esreg, you take a Lulav, you take a Dasim, there's a Messiah. So he says, I bezei, so what's the whole Shakla Vitarya in the Gemara, Ve'im Mehirdev? What do you mean? That we have a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu Sahodos. So the Beis Meir says that the Gemara is just, the Gemara had a different pilpul. The Gemara Zichrono, it's an Esreg and it's a Hodos. Now the Gemara wants to say, how is it Mavur in the Posik? That means we have a Messiah. But the Gemara wanted to prove it from the Posik, that in the Posik we can also see like our Messiah. But Lamaise, we have a Messiah. So he says, so forget that, that's the Shakla Vitaya of our Gemara. The Messiah was Hodos. And therefore, according to this Messiah, there's a Mokim Lipsil Hodos Mitzvah, because this is a Shem Levi. So that the Gemara is saying, but since the Torah wrote a general characteristic of Eitz Avos, so Memele, so this is Marbe, what we didn't know from the Mesoire, is Nisrabe from the general lotion of the Posek Anaf Eitz Avos. That's good according to the Rambam, but according to the Tur and Taisus learned, he said that it's Take, doesn't work with a Mesoire. Everything we derive from the Psukim. So Taisus says, so from the Psukim, there's no Mekir to be Memayit Hashem Levi. Tana Rabbona, Yavshu Roiv Alov, Nish'aru Boi Shloisha Badei Alin Lachen. What if Roiv of the leaves are dried out, Nish'aru Boi Shloisha Badei, but there's three Badim, Alin Lachen, and the Alin of these three Badim are Lach. Kosher, so it's kosher. That what three badim, that means in three bad lachayr according to Rashi means, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shloisha badei alin lachin. Shloisha badim, that means three eitzim. Bechol badu bad, Shloisha alin lachin. There's three alin lachin. The babotzam is shloisha alin lehavi ovis. Uberoish kolechot. Shiu alin halachin. The three alin lachin should be beroshei habadim. They should be on top of the badim. Avo bem tzom. But if in the middle of the badim, lav hodahu. Zokte gemore weiter. Niktam roishoi. Tone ule bachinene niktam roishoi. What happens now? The roish, here we're speaking about roishoi, means the eights. The eights of the hodos got chopped off. The also boy tamro. So the svelten lakicha tame. The also boy tamro. And a berry grew on the mokim hachtach. The mokim akotum. And now it looks sholem. It's kosher, so it's kosher. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Va'olso by tamro, kimin tamro, ke'ein hanimtza ba'ale arove." We find a similar tamro by the arova leaves. Pa'omim ba'olin dovuk, kimin pri yorek, like a small green peri. So this is possible to grow on the eight hakotum. Yeah, so memela, so it's kosher. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. So now Rabbi Yirmiya declared alom de sheshayla. Niktam roishoy me erev yontev. Erev yontev was niktam roishoy. For also by Tamra by Yontif. And in Yontif, a Tamra started to grow. Mahu. Yesh dichui eitzel mitzvahis eiloi. Do we say that since in the beginning of Yontif, it was posel le mitzvah, there wasn't a Tamra on it yet, so it was posel le mitzvah, so now it became chozi le mitzvah, so it doesn't become kosher. It was nitre, since it was nitre, there was a zman, it was nitre mea mitzvah, just like by Kalbonis, there's hilchas dichui, that if a zman was dochi mina mitzvah, so it becomes dochi loilam. So by mitzvahs, is there also the same aloche, or no? Maybe mitzvahs are different than Kalbonis. Let us see Rashi. But also by Tamra Biyontif, Mishenegat. After the Agad, so means Mishenegat, it became a Cheftze Shal Mitzvah, and then it was Posel. And before it was Posel, Al Cheftze Shal Mitzvah, and then after it was Negat, it became Kosher. The Betolosh Nami Salkebei, this Tamra grows a little Betolosh. Yesh dichui eitzel mitzvahs. Kloima. Noi heges teures dichui. The hilches dichui eitzel mitzvahs. Kshem she noi heges eitzel kolbonis. The hilches dichui. The teures dichui. Zicha dochi. That's no shayla about it. But the shayla of the Gemara is, does it have hilches dichui? What means, k'moi shem she noi heges eitzel kolbonis. The imnire venitche. Mishenishchata, that means, after it was geshochten, then it was roi, after the shchita was roi, and then really became nitre, amrit yitre, so we say that it's dochi the sulai hodachozi. Ochinami hoyel venitre kshenikhtam sulai hodamirze baaliyastam. Vahashte loidayik ben dochi me ikore, Lenire venitre. Dai de nikta me erev yontev, loinire me oilom. So the kapis tmorim wants to say pshat, first wants to say it's a psagrais in this rashi, that a psatalmud toye put this in, but the ivren rashi is bringing a makoyer of dichoy, by kolbonis. And rashi's makoyer is by nire venitre. That's how Rashi brings it down. Rashi doesn't bring down any cases. But Rashi says, by Kalbonis, there's a Hilchis Dichui, by Nire Venitre. And now, Agamor is clearing a Shaila, is there a Din Dichui by Mitzvahs? But by us, it's Dichui Meikore. So later, the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to say that Dichui Meikore is a lot greener than Nire Venitre. Dichui Meikore means it never became a Cheftze Shal Mitzvah. And when it became, it became. That's not called dochui. It never became a chavtze shal mitzvah. Nire v'nitre, that already is a teures dichui. And the Gemara on the base is going to say this. So memela, so Rashi, yerakashe, so hechi teisi, should you say that there's a din dichui, if we're speaking about dichui meikore. So Rashi says, v'hashte loy dayik bein dichui meikore le nire v'nitre. The Gemara didn't differentiate. The Gemara held there's no difference. So memela, so if there's a din dichui by kolbonis by nire v'nitche, so by mitzvahs it should be a din dichui by dichui meikore also. There's no difference between dichui meikore and nire v'nitche. Frakte gemore v'tivshet lei mehodisnan ki so v'nizgale, if a person was mechase dam v'nizgale. And later it became uncovered. Potter milachasis. So he doesn't have to cover it again. It was mekai mitzvah kisui. Mitzvah kisui is to cover the dam. So he covered the dam. Later it became a gula. He did his mitzvah. Kiso horuach. What happened if he didn't have a chance to be mechasa the dam? In the meantime, a ruach came with dust and it covered it. Chayiv lechaseis. So that kisui, it wasn't zoche nase malachte yadei acherim. That kisui is not a mitzvah's kisui. So he's still mechuyiv to be mechase. Va'omar rabbe bar barchona omar rabbi yoichanin, loishonu el shechozar v'nizgale. That means the chiyuv lechase is only chal after it'll be nizgale. Then he's potter milachasos. Because the whole mitzvah's kisui is to be mechase dam megule. If it is dam mechuse, there's no mitzvah of kisui. So al kaponim, the second halacha tells us that if you had dam, that there was a zman when there wasn't royal kisui. And this mistame is nirve nitche. That means, as soon as they shechted the oif, it was a chi of kisui. Then, so it was chozi le kisui. Before he had a chance to do anything, it's kiso or ruach. So now it became nidche from mitzvah's kisui. Now you can't be mechased. So it was nire v'nidche. And then it became chozi v'nire. So chayiv lechasois. He's chayiv to be mechased. Yeah. So we asked the kasha, ki chaza v'nizgal amai chayiv lechaseis. When it became uncovered, why is it chayiv lechaseis? Hoyil v'itchi itchi. It was nitche. There was a zman when it was nitche from mitzvah's kisui. Kol zman was mechuse, it's poto from kisui. Ba'omar Rav Pope Zoysei Meretz, Ein Dichoi Eitzel Mitzvahs. So Rav Pope said, Verkerzo, from here we see that by mitzvahs there's no halacha of Dichoi. So Memele, so that's us. So now we can be poishet Rabbi Yirmi Yishayla. Rav Pope was poishet from this Mishnah, Ein Dichoi Eitzel Mitzvahs. And for the Gemara, the Rav Pope Gufa Mi Boilei. Mivshit poshit lei the ein dicho yeitzel mitzvahs. Is that like true that the ein dicho yeitzel mitzvahs loishna lekula veloishna lechumre? That means that filo binegeya kula, like an asug, if you say ein dicho, so you could use it for mitzvahs hodos veloishna lechumre. And in the case of Kisi Adam is a chumra, I say he has to be mechased again. I do misfuki misafkalai. Or maybe he's misupik. Lechumra amrinan, lekula loy amrinan. As lechumra we say, there's a suffix. Maybe there's a din dichi by mitzvahs, maybe there's not a din dichi by mitzvahs. So memeila, if there is a din dichu, you potter lechaseis. Was nitche ready for mitzvahs kisui. There's not a din, if there's a din dichu, you potter. If there's no din dichu, you chayiv lechaseis. So misofik, you chayiv lechaseis. But not that we nemon behechlet that ein dichu yetzel mitzvahs. No misofik, we have to be chayish, dulme ein dichu yetzel mitzvahs. So the Gemara take suffikelt, so that's a suffik. Eisus lechayre, if it is a suffik, lechayre, then one should not make a bracha. That means legabi mitzvahs kisui, a mesupik. The chiyuv lechaseis, not the chiyuv lechaseis. It's very modne. It says chayiv lechaseis. Chayv lechase is lechayre, he should have been mefaret. How could you learn that it's misofik? No, perhaps we can say that he was mefaret. He should have said chayv bekisui. You'd say chayv bekisui, so lechayre, that loshen is mashme, that it's chayv b'mitzvahs kisui. So then you make a broche. He just said chayv lechase, he just mentioned the pula is mechuyev to be mechase, so perhaps this alone is a pirut. But upon him, we have a sofik. Do we say over here that here there's a gili? We say that ein dicha yetzel mitzvah, so it could be lechumra, we assume ein dicha yetzel mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Kiso odom ledam chaya oyoy. Lo yishonu dekiso haruach chayiv lechasois elo shechozar v'nizgala. Hoyul ve'itchi al yedei haruach mekisei shal mitzvah, kidekoma dechiloi nizgala, potom lechasois. Kozman it's not nizgala, it's potom lechasois. Itchi liyoylom, ba'filu nizgala. What I say, hoyul ve'itchi, itchi. Ba'omar av pope garsinim, so the Gemara answered, the Rav Pope Gufe, hay diyuke the Rav Pope miboile l'Rav Yirmiya. So the Achronim Amadaik from Rashi, that Rashi says, hay diyuke the Rav Pope miboile l'Rav Yirmiya. That means, Rav Pope, we ask the Kasha, why is he chayiv l'chasois? Let us say, hoyl v'itchi yitchi, v'omar Rav Pope, zois oimeres, ein dichi yetzel mitzvahs. So the lotion of Rav Pope would seem, there's no suffix. We ask the kash, let's say, dichoy, zoi say meres, ein dichoy yetzel mitzvahs. So Rav Pope taka holds ein dichoy yetzel mitzvahs. No shayla about it. From Rashi it seems, but Rav Yirmiya is not convinced that's the teretz. He's not so sure that the diik of Rav Pope is a true diik. Rav Pope said a diik, zoi say meres, that ain't dichi yetzel mitzvahs. Rabbi Yirmiya, maybe it's not raya from the Tana. Could be the Tana's mesupik if there's a din dichi. And lechumre, we say, lechumre is mechuyah to be mechase. That's the mashmois from Rashi. Hay diyuke de Rav Popa mi boi leil Rabbi Yirmiya. Mivshit poshit leil Tana, is it taka true that the Tana's poshit, the Tana ki soy ruach chayiv lechaseis, the ain't dichi? That the Taka the Tana holds ain't dichui. Loishna lechumre ki hoche, the mechayev le bekisui, mishum taime da ain't dichui. The loishna lekule ki hi da rab yirmiye, da iam rinen ain't dichui ave kosher vim yesh dichui ave posel, vam rinen ain't dichui yamach sherinen, I do me misafkelei. Letane, umisveike lechumruhu de mechayev lei bekisui shemo ein dichi. Avo lekule kegoyim linyin tamre loyim rinen. Ele poslinen shemo yesh dichi ay ein dichi. Now, before we see Tosfos, let us just learn for 1 minute the Gemara on Amud Beis, Mashtikul Gemara, and then we'll see Tosfos. It says in the Mishnah, Oishahoya novov merubis me alof posel, vimiaton kosher, vimematin beyontiv. Mishnah says, a novov merubis me alof, and later we'll see in the sugya this means that they were shchoyres, so it's posel, vimiaton kosher, vimematin beyontiv. Let us see the gemara daf mem gimel amud beis. Vein mematin beyontiv. Ho'oval velokton. Well, what will be if he was memayit? Lamed gimel, lamed gimel, lamed beis. Lamed gimel, lamed beis, in the middle of the yomid. Ve'ein mematin beyontiv. Just turn the yomid, yeah. Ve'ein mematin beyontiv. So the gemara is medayik ha'ovo v'lokton mai. What is the din? The Mishnah says, ein mematin beyontiv. Ha'ovo v'lokton. What'll be the din if he was loikit dan of him? Kosher. So from the Mishnah it seems that it is kosher. The Mishnah only says, ein mematin beyonte. But dais tachois, if he was memayit, it's kosher. What's the mashmois that it's kosher? Who says it's kosher? The Mishnah says, ein mematin. Who says it's kosher? There's a beautiful Eini Yontif in Simon and Bey says, why is Eim Ematin? The reason Eim Ematin is because it's a Tikkun Monim. Because he's Mesakim the Hodas. If after the Miyat there would be Posel, so there's no Tikkun Monim. So why is Eim Ematin? He doesn't accomplish anything with the miyut. Why is ein lematin? So weiß doch heus, that the miyut haka helps. And so the ha'ova v'lokto, my kosha. So it seems from the Mishnah that it is kosha. So the Gemara, the asher emes. When did the anovim become shochel? Ilaim the asher may esmoil, if they were shochel may esmoil. Dichimi koru, so that means it was a dichimi koru. Tivshet mi no dichimi koru, the loy have a dichui. So it says it was a dichimi koru. And it never was, it means as soon as it became yontif, it wasn't chozi lohodos. And it says if you take off the anovim, it is kosher. So zarai dichimi koru, loy have a dichui. Elo lav, the asher bi yontif. Became shochin yontif. Nire v'nitchu, so then it's nire v'nitchu. Shamet mino nire v'nitchu, chayze v'nire. That means you have to, you can prove one of the two. Either you can prove if it's ashra meyesmo, so it's nire meykore. If it's ashra hayoim, so it's nire v'nitchu. So the Gemara says, loy, loylam da ashra meykore. Speaking about that it was ashra meykore. Dichim ikore, do I have a dichitiv should be? That you can prove back. Dichim ikore, as we mentioned before, dichim ikore is more mistaver to say that it should not be a dichui. Avol, anire venitche, vachoyze venire loy tivshit. But you can't be poishit, the nire venitche, there is a svore to say that nire venitche, lo have a dichui. So maybe that you can't be poishit. As al kaponim, we can, al kaponim, from our Mishnah, we can be poishit, abo dichi mi kore le havi dichi, that we have an open araya from our Mishnah. Now, let us go back to Taisus. Niktam mei erev yontiv, v'olso boi tamre bi yontiv mal. Afal pishe bekuntres hiskel nire v'nitre, Rashi throws in nire v'nitre, aber hod der hoche dich im ikoru, but asug yes dich im ikoru. Kiven de betchiles yonte vloi chosi, ki de muchach lakamen gabi ashra biyont me erev yonte. Here, this is called dich im ikoru. As soon as it became yonte, it wasn't chosi la mitzvah, that it should become a chepsi shal mitzvah, it wasn't chosi la mitzvah, so that's called dich im ikoru. Unehei, so we're clearing a shayla by dichi meikor. Now Taisva says, unehei de gabi kochim, pshitalon de dichi meikor ahava dichi. Valoche, we hold dichi meikor ahava dichi. And Taisva brings a few cases. Gabi mafrish nekeva lepischoi, beperik misha hoya tome. Mafrish nekeva lepischoi means as follows. He took a nekeva, which is possible for Kolben Pesach. He was magdashed for Kolben Pesach. So you can't be makrivit, it's not chozi lakrove, because in the cave it can't be a Kolben Pesach. Now the loch is after Pesach, a moiser Pesach, so yeah, you magdash something for Kolben Pesach, and for some reason you weren't makrivit. So after Pesach, you makrivit for a shlomim. So now the shaila is this nekeva chozi l'shlomim? And the cave, that means in every kedushas a Pesach, there's a potential shlomim. And if it won't be nikrav l'shem Pesach, so now can you be makrivit for a shlomim? And by a shlomim, there's no problem of a nekeva. So it says over there, that a mafrish nekeva l'pischoi, you can't be makrivit after Pesach also. Since it was nitche mehakrove mitchilas hagdeshoi, the tchilas hagdesh was a hagdesh of a Pesach, Tchilas Hakdesh was nitche me'akrove, so even though now the akrove will be akrove l'shem shlomim, and that is chozi l'akrove, it's already nitche from akrove. So we see by kochim, we hold dichi me'kore, have a dichi, one case. Second case. V'gabi beheime shel shnei shutvim b'perikame d'zvochim. A behemoth shall shnei shutvim is also a case of dichi meikor. Now what is the case over there? The case over there is, you had a behemoth that belonged to two shutvim. Fine? Now one of the shutvim is magdish his chelik for a korban. It makes it to be a shlomim. Now, this Kedusha is not Chosi Lakrova, because you can be Makrova Bahime, which half of it is Chulam. The other Shutuf was not Magdashit. So you have a Bahime, that half of it is Ashlomim. A half of Bahime is not Chosi Lakrova. Then later, the Shutuf went and bought all from the other Shutuf his Chalik, and he was Magdash the other half. Now it is Chosi Lakrova. So there again, the Gemara says that you can't be Makrovit, because it was dichi mikor avedichi. So Memela, so Taisvus is asking Akasha that, so what's the Shaila? We see by Kochim that dichi mikor avedichi. So what's the Shaila? Gabi mitzvah mi boilom. Oh, but that's by Kochim, by mitzvah mi boilom. Now, let's just mention a shtikel ha'ore. I mean, when Rashi also said, by Kabonis, there's a dindichui, Rashi threw in there, it's nire v'nitche, mishenishchete omro yitche, the sulay hodachosi. Rashi said the dindichui by Kabonis, by nire v'nitche. Taisus found often the gemores that by dichi mikori you also say. By Kelton Rashi, the way we said pshat according to the kapas tomorim, Rashi said, what's bachlal the shayla here, it's dichi mikori, and it's nire v'nitche, I can do or not, you might not differentiate. That's the whole Shaklavatai and Rashi. I mean, Taisus said often the Gemorrhas that you say, Dichi Meikorim. No, there's a big problem on Taisus Gemorrhas, because Lalocha, we don't paskin like all these Gemorrhas, because Balechaim ainam nidochim. So the only case of Dichi is Dake after Shechita, when it's not Balechaim. Then it's a case of Nire v'nitche. Rashi went, Mo'ontlech. The case of Dichi by Kabonis is by Nire v'nitche, because Balechaim ainam nidochim. Taisvis means to say, God over there, there's another problem. But the Yisod of Dichi Meikor we see over there. That means the man the Yomer holds Balechayim Nidochim, so Dichi Meikor is a Dichi. God over there could be, there's no Dichi Alta Zaitik Izach, because Dichi Meikor I have a Dichi, because Balechayim Einam Nidochim. But in the Yisod, we see that there's a din of Dichi Meikor. But the Gemara declares, so that's by Korbonis there's such a din. But who says by mitzvah there's also such a din? That's the shaila. V'chiteime, so now Taisvus asks, Amoyre de Kekasha. Hoda askina, we just learned the Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Gabi Ashcha, that if the Anovim were Ashcha me Erev Yomtev, that means the Gemara said that that's for sure. I mean, the Mishnah says, over v'loktam is kshera. So al kaponim, dichi meikore, we zichi can prove. So, hanire v'nitre is debatable. Who knows if the Mishnah is speaking about such a case also. Abo dichi meikore is no dichi. So Taisu says, kamayur dike kash. So Taisvus asks, say Bazoi, so what's the Shaila of Rabbi Yumiya? Let's be patient for my Mishnah. So Taisvus says, this is not doimit to us, ki de perishna leel. Taisvus said, dachlamet beizam ed alef. De shani hosam de biyode lelaket. That's not called a real dichli, because it's biyode lelaket. It was possible all the time to be machsheret. That means nik tamro ishoi, but also tamro. So there, bishasa was nik tam, it was dochoi. The Rabbi Yishol Matkahofen was also tamro. No, so now it became ois dochoi, but the dichoi bishaitai was dochoi. There was no eitzer. If a tamro will grow, so grow for one kobe, he can't do anything about it. Ma she'en kein, anovov merubov me'alov, so lemaise, it's biyodai to be malakit them. So since it's biyodai to be malakit, that's not that called a real dichui. So there we paskin dichui meikore have a dichui. Lay have a dichui. Dishani yosom, the biyodai lelakit. Pafilu bekotchim machshire mehai taime, be mesaches vochem peri kol apsule. By kochim, which there the zikr is a din dichui, the Gemara says that if it's biyodoi, there's no din of dichui. This nan, we learned kabi kibul hakosher, v'nosan leposel, yachzel lekosher, uporich b'gemore v'lehevi dichui, u'mishani rabashi kosher biyodoi lehevi dichui. Tosfos says Lefayemus over there that that's Bechlal, no problem. There's no Dichay over there. It's just he put it into the hands of apostles like Nosan Le'itztabit. He put it on a platform. There's no problem. The real case of Dichay was that it spilled out, that the dam spilled out, so he could be ma'asif it again. So it's not called Dichay. Kol shebiyodei lehava Dichay. So Memele, so what is Tosfos saying? So Tosfos is saying that our Shaila, Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph is a Shaila when you have a real Dichoy. You have a real Dichoy, then there's a Shaila, there's Dichoy Mikora, have a Dichoy, loy have a Dichoy. The Mishnah of Ova Volikten is kosher is not a real Dichoy because there it's Biyodai. And we see Biyodai helps. And Biyodai helps by Nire Benitre. The case of Kibola Kosher was Nire. Vinitre. It helps also. So Tosfos just gave us guidelines. Tosfos gave us guidelines that we see that biyodoi there's no din dichui. Afilo by dire vinitre. Now Gemara is speaking about it's not biyodoi. But now Tosfos is going to mention a few problems. It's not so glattic. Umiyu loy legamri domi lahaidine. Now, this Gemara I just brought, Kibul HaKosher, V'nosan L'Posel, Yavzel HaKosher, that there's no din dichoy, Yafilo by Nire V'nitche, because it's biyodoy, Doho Nire V'nitche hu, there it's Nire V'nitche, and we see by Kobonis, that Nire V'nitche, also there's no din dichoy, we see over there. Ulekamon maskinen the loytivshit minay nire venitcha chayze venire. In the Gemara later on Amud Bey says, from our Mishnah we see dichay mi kara have dichay, but nire venitcha we can't prove from the Mishnah. So what mean you can't prove from the Mishnah? I'll prove it to you from a Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara says klo kibul apostle. That's nire venitcha and it's kosher or kosher biyodai. So it's not called dichay. So we see a Pisdat Gemara in Zvachim is not so similar to our Gemara. I forgot the Biyodei Lelokta. One problem. Problem number two. V'chein behi dehifrish kolm. There's another Gemara. A person was mafrish a kolm. V'heimer das, and then he shmad himself. So there's also, there's nire v'nitche, was chozi lakrove. Then he became Ishmad himself, so then you can't be, it's Zevach Rishoyim Te'evi, you can't be Makrivit. So there the Gemara says there's a Din Dichoy, and after he did Shuvah, he also can't be Makrivit. The Biyodei Lachzer, it's Biyodei Lachzer, but after Hachi Amrin in Perakama the Zvachim Oil Venitche Yitche, that is a Din Dichoy. Oh, that's a second problem. Like I just made a shtick teire that we've emphasized the Gemara by overlook the words biyodai, and biyodai helps. So Taisa says, but you see, biyodai doesn't help by overlook them by nire v'nitche. Biyodai doesn't help by hifrish kolm by emil dosai, by nire v'nitche. Oidama bizvochim per kotshi kadoshim, kol hakadoshim shenishchetu, achloi nivgam hamizbeach. Kol shenishchetu atzlo nivkam hamizbeach b'shah shchita the mizbeach was sholing v'achar kach nivkam hamizbeach psulim dohayil v'nitche yitche so it's nitche from akrov because you didn't have a mizbeach avol pishe b'yodei l'saken you could be misaken the mizbeach v'tzorech lechalek b'dvorim so Taisu says you have to make chalukim over here. Come back to this. About Sotaisva says, so it's not as a glatic episode, but we have to iron it out. Let's go a little further. Now, Taisva is another problem. Taisva just said a yesod that the whole din of dichui is if it's not biyodai. When it's biyodai, there's no din dichui. So it's very modern. The Gemara said, let us be poishet from Rav Poppe. Let's be poishet from Rav Poppe, because by Kisi Adam, Rav Poppe said, so the Gemara says, ein dichi yetzel mitzvahs. So how could you be poishet? Rav Poppe is, by Kisi Adam, it's biyodei legaloisoi. So my mele, so the fashtetzach there is no din diche. How could you be poishet? How could you be poishet the din of ein diche from kisi adam? Fashtetzach there is no din diche. That's biyodil galoise. For how the medame hoche hi de kisi adam de biyodil galoise? Mikol mokem hoyele lechashvoy dochoy. Because since then he was potter milachasais, loy nischayev lohoitziyoy min hadichui kidei lachse ulachasais. So there he wasn't mechuyev to uncover it, kidei lachse ulachasais. So that is not called a real biyodai. Period. Now we have to understand, Taisus is telling us a whole bunch of klolim. Baruch Hashem, I found the Migdash David that sheds light on our Taisus. And let me just read off the Lashon of the Migdash David. He says as follows. Yesh madreges bebiyodai. There's dinim, biyodai makes ois dichui. The yesh biyodai, there is a biyodai, the af benire venitche lechoshev dichui. There's a biyodai, a real biyodai. We just have to know two things. We have to know, number one, Dichui me'eikore is a smaller dichui than nire v'nitre. That's one thing we have to know. Now we have to know a second thing, that biyodai takes off the chesaron of dichui. But there's different dargis of biyodai, and the different dargis of biyodai take off different dichuyim. That means a real biyodai can take off a real dichui. A real dichui is nire v'nitche, but a real biyodai will take off a real dichui. A mitzas biyodai, so could be a real dichui, it can't take off, but a schwachere dichui, it could take off. So that means, we'll elaborate soon, so a mitzas biyodai will take off a dichui meikore, it can't take off a nire v'nitche. So now, we'll start cheshbening all the cases. Yesh biyodai da'af benire v'nitche. There's a biyodai that even though it was nire v'nitche lechoshev dichui, kemoi benishpach hadam min hakeli al haritzpe. That Taisus says nosan l'posol. That's the same gemara. So there was a real dichui, but there's a real biyodai. There's a real biyodai over there. It can be ma'asev the dam. So memeila will see that's a real biyodai. So that's not that the filo by nire v'nitche. This will work. Yesh biyodai de mahani rak bedichui meikore. There's a biyodai that only helps by dichui meikore, but not by nire v'nitche. And this is pkimas hamizbeach. Pkimas hamizbeach, Tosfos brought down a gemara, nishchat hazevach. So that's very nire. V'nivkam hamizbeach. Then the biyodai doesn't help. The biyodai l'sakna esbech, then it doesn't help by nire v'nitche. Hivrish kolben v'heimer dosoi, again it was nire, and then it was nitche, so then the biyodai lachza b'tshuve doesn't help. V'yesh biyodai, and then there is a biyodai, da'af ledichui me'ikor eloi mahani. There's a biyodai, that's such a shvache biyodai, that a filodichui me'ikor won't help. K'moi behemo shel bei shutfim. Behemo shel bei shutfim is a dichui me'ikor. It's biyodai likach from the shutif, but that's such a shvache biyodai, we'll see soon that doesn't help even by dichui me'ikor. Kloloi shel dovo. V'yaday gomo be'inam oimed l'saken. It's oimed to be mesaken. That means it's a mitzvah that it should be done. It's oimed it should be done. That's a real v'yaday. So memeila nishbach adam. So yes, Kasha, what should you do, Nishbach Adam? But even what should you do? There's a chiyuv, there's a chiyuv zrike. So you go, you mechuyiv to ma'asev the dam and make zrike. There's a mitzvah to be ma'asev. It's oimet to be ma'asev the dam. So memela, that's a real biyadoi, and this will help afilu by dichoy nire v'nitre. By a mumar shehemer dos, a mumar, he was mafresh akom, then he became a mumar. It's biyodei to the tshuva. But let us ask a kasha, is he oimid to do tshuva?
No.
No? If he's, Kolzman, he's a mumar, he didn't go to any seminars, so he's not oimid to do tshuva. So it's that's a shvachere biyodai. See, it's a mitzvah and he should do, but if he will do tshuva, that is debatable. It's not oimid. So therefore, by a real dichui, by nire v'nitche, hifrish kolben the heimer dose, a real dichui, so that biyodai doesn't help since it's not oimid. Ubikotshim sheshochton ba'inon. Now, by kochim sheshochton, he shechted the kolben, then all of a sudden was nifgam the mizbeach. So now there's a mitzvah to be misakin the mizbeach. L'cher it's oimet to be misakin the mizbeach. He says there's another problem. Be'inin she biyodoi shel hakoyin ha'oivid. That the biyodoi was saying, the one who's doing this avoid, it's biyodoi to take away the problem. Bibkimas hamizbeach toloi begizborim. That's not his department to fix the mizbeach. There's different red tape you have to go through. There's the better kabayis. That's not him. You have to go through others. Bini she biyodish bibkimas hamizbeach toloi begizborim. She shayich lebeder kabayis umosol legizborim. Loichoshiv biyodoi shel mi shetzorich lahakriv akom. It's not called the biyodoi of the makriv. It's. So my male, that's also ashvache biyodoi. Ashvache biyodoi. So nire v'nitche lemaise is nire v'nitche is a real dichoi. So ashvache biyodoi, mitzvah biyodoi won't help. A dichoi meyikori, the Gemara says, if Lamaise, the behemoth was geschochten and the mizbeach was nivgam already. That's not called a dichri. That's already called a mikzas dichri. Behemoth shall be shutfim. He says, there's a gol shvache biyodei. First of all, who says it's biyodei likach from the shutef? Who says the shutef wants to sell it? And there's no mitzvah on the shutef to sell it to him. So that's, even though it's a possibility, he might do it. What is the shutev going to do with a behemoth that's half a kolben? They all say it's a shtickle problem. Efshe economically saloinzich to sell. Abal kaponim, that's a gol shvache biyodai. And there, afilu nire v'nitche, afilu dichi meikore, we say habadichi. That is how the Migdash David says pshat and taisvis. It's beautiful. And with this, Dachsach Meir is for Emphat Akasha. I once mentioned the Akasha, but now Dachsach Meir, it's Baruch Hashem for Emphat. One thing we forgot to mention. The Hodos, we didn't mention this shtickle. By a Hodos, it is, this Taisva says in Zvochem Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara also says, Dichi Mikore will help. Nire v'nitche is a suffix. So Taisus in Zvachim Lamadaldam at Beis says, that's not a real biyodoi, because he's not allowed to be memayit. I mean, he could be memayit, but he's not allowed to be memayit in oise biyontev. So memayla, since he memayit in oise biyontev, so it's a shvache biyodoi. A shvache biyodoi, Dichi Mikore can help. And Anire Venitre can't help. So that Emerson is Pshat and Taisvis. And again, Alonu, Taisvis asked Akasha that Agamor Klausa Shaila Dichi Meikore. if maybe it doesn't help. It was Niktam Roisha, but also by Tamar, maybe it doesn't help. And we see Klav on the Mishnah that Imamatim Imiyatan Kosher. So Tosha says, there's a Biyodai. Yeah, there's a Shvache Biyodai. But a Shvache Biyodai helps for Adir Imikore. Asugi is speaking about Bechlal, it's not Biyodai. That's the Ivre in Tosha. So I hear a Kasha, Lechore, why is it called a Shvache Biyodai? You can tell a guy. It's chetz shvus to shvus b'moki mitzvah. Rashi says over here that this tikkun ema matin aisa b'yontav is ad rabbonon because it's nirik and mesaken mone. So you'll tell a goy and it's shvus to shvus b'moki mitzvah. So it's mamish muta. It's a real b'yodai. And I found Rabbi Kiveger and Simon Tal Mem Vov on the Tassif Cotton Vov says like that. Laloche, according to Rashi and Taisis, it's a Shavuos Rabbon. You're allowed to tell a goy to be misakene. But the way the Midrash Tovet says that by Nivgam HaMizbeach, it's not called a real Biyodi because he can't do it. And that Onkum and Sebezden is not that an Onkum and Sagoy. He can tell a goy. Who says the goy is going to do it? The goy could be is not better than Berek HaBayis, who is also. But it's not Biyodai already. So that these are the guidelines. I would just like to say over for a few minutes, the Einig Yontif wants to emphasize this kasha with a beautiful charifis. Taisvis has a problem. Taisvis has a gemore. The Gemara says that Eima Maitin Oisei Biyontif Bimova Miyaton Kosher. So we see there's no Din Dichoy. So Rama says, yeah, Dichoy Mikore, that's Oiskishpat from the Mishnah Lehava Dichoy. And now Mishnah is Nire Venitche. The Yontif Klaus Ashayla, what will be the Din if a person has a Hodos, that it's a novel of Merubah Me'alov at night, the Leil Sukkis, and he's misaken it. Is that called Dichi Me'ikore? Because it was Nitche. Maybe it's not even called Dichi Me'ikore, because since this man, Lulev, it starts by Yoim, so that was Nitche yet. This man mitzvah will start by Yoim, just like if it was Anov of Merubah Me'alov before Yomtev. That's not called Dichi Me'ikor, that was Nitche. When it becomes Chozi LeMitzvah, then there's a Shaila, was it Nitche Me'a Mitzvah, wasn't it Nitche Me'a Mitzvah? So Mameli Klaus HaShaila, what is the Halacha if it, by night it was another movement, Yalav is Mamait at night. Does this fall into the category of Nira Benitra or not? So he says that Be'emison, it's totally if you hold Laila Mechusel's man, or Laila Lav Mechusel's man. If Laila is called Lav Mechusel's man, so it's called that it's now, so it's Oymed Lemitzvah Lulav. I mean, it's night now, but it's Gornish. Laila is not called a Mechusel's man. So it's called now Oymed LeMitzvah, it was Nitche Min HaMitzvah, and we hold some Emela, so if it helps, as Oyskishpalt, that Dichi Mi'ikore Lehav Dichi. If we hold Laila Mechusel's man, so then Pshat is that it's Gonish, so then it never was Dochi yet. So then you don't have any Raya from the Mishnah. So he brings a Moirdike Bekiyis, a Rabbi Yirmiyeh in Chagiga holds that Laila is Mechusel's man. He holds Laila is Mechusel's man. So Memele, and Allah we pass Laila lav Mechusel's man. So Memele is Azoy. The Gemara later, if we hold Laila lav Mechusel's man, so it is considered that it is already the Zman of Mitzvah's Lulav. At night already you have it's Oymed LeMitzvah. And it was Dochi Min HaMitzvah, and if it says, Vim Ova Miyatan Kosher, so so we see that Ein Dicha Yeitzel Mitzvah. Boy Rab Yirmiyeh who holds that Laila Mechusel, Rab Yirmiyeh holds Laila Mechusel's man,
So Rav Yirmiya had no raya from the Mishnah. He can learn shot in the Mishnah as follows. That he was memayated balayla. So it never was a dichoy. He didn't have any raya from the Mishnah. Rav Yirmiya l'shitosoy. That holds layla mechusel's man. So Rabbi Yirmiya learned pshat in the Mishnah, "Ein memayitin oisei biyontif," means that you're not permitted to be memayitin at night. V'imovar miyaton kosher. If you were memayitin at night, it's kosher. You know why it's kosher? Because there was no dichi whatsoever. Because Laila is mechusas man. So memayil never was nitche. But ein achenami, if lemaise he was memayitin, he wasn't memaited at night, so then there's no din of ain memaitin, because then you won't be misakin the tzaiva side. So could be the Mishnah holds that there is a din dichui. No, the Mishnah is speak, the din of ain memaitin is speaking about in a case where never was nitche, because Laila is mechusel's man. So that was the boy Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya had a boy. That's what the Gemara proves from the Mishnah, that we hold dichi meikara, I have a dichoy. That is because la locha we hold laila lav mechusel's man. So al kolchoch, so the lulav, the hodos was nitche mei mitzvah. So is kishpalta dichi meikara, I have a dichoy.